Calgary and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Dave Packer. The federal government is investigating allegations Texas state border agents are mistreating asylum seekers. A Texas DPS trooper claims migrants were forced back into the Rio Grande River over floating barbed wire barriers. ABC's Matt Rivers in Eagle Pass.
Mexico is demanding the removal of these new barriers, calling them illegal. The State Department says Texas installed them without consulting the federal government, and the Justice Department says it is looking into claims made by this trooper. A DPS spokesperson say they do treat migrants humanely, and while these barriers are dangerous, they are designed to prevent migrant crossings, which did reach an all-time high earlier this year.
No relief in sight for the heat wave stretching coast to coast. Triple-digit temperatures raising health concerns. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week compared to the week before, and sales for existing homes fell in June to the lowest pace since January. Signs the labor and housing markets are cooling. This is ABC News. The presence of a U.S. nuclear submarine in a South Korean port is raising tensions with North Korea, which fired off ballistic missiles when the USS Kentucky arrived. ABC News Chief Global Affairs anchor Martha Raddatz got a first-hand look at the sub's capabilities from Commander Randy Fike.
When we man battle stations, they ready the weapon system for launch.
So this is where nuclear missiles would be launched from?
Yes.
Another entertainment union could be on the picket lines this week, joining the Writers Guild and SAG-AFTRA.
This will be the third entertainment union in the industry to strike. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees will call a vote to authorize a strike, and it could go into effect as early as Friday, and it would affect dozens of Broadway shows and tours. Crew members like stage managers, makeup artists, wardrobe personnel looking for better wages and for benefits.
ABC's Gutman. The winning $1 billion-plus Powerball ticket sold in L.A. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Powerful storms moved through the area last night with multiple funnel clouds reported across western Wisconsin. In Barron County, tennis ball-sized hail wrecked vehicles and the roof of the Rice Lake Walmart, crashing through skylights into the store. Across Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties, wind gusts of 55 to 65 miles per hour were measured, knocking down large trees and damaging outbuildings. St. Croix County had hail and wind damage, while funnel clouds were spotted in Pierce County. Despite the severe weather, no injuries have been reported. Country Jam gets underway today north of Eau Claire. The festival is at its new digs off of Highway T after moving from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. Dirk Bentley, Lee Bryce, and Tim McGraw headline the event. And the National Weather Service says today things will be pleasant and sunny, highs around 80. From the Civic Media News Desk here in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, in the other room. Welcome you into a Thursday edition. A beautiful day here at the state's capital. Our new studios, our brand new studios, the world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is Thursday, July 20th. 20th of July already, Mr. Zommers. The month is over half over.
It sure is. And now that we're on State Street, I'm really glad to be in this new studio. My stomach is happy and my wallet is displeased.
I relate 100%. There's too many options down here.
I know I should just make food and bring it, but I've been intentionally not doing that this week so far because there's so many restaurants down here I haven't tried. Today I went to Casetta Kitchen and had nice sandwich. It was very good.
Very good. My problem is I'm anybody who knows me knows I am a creature of habit. I do not like change, and particularly in my personal life. And I kind of get into a routine. And so, of course, this is just a first world middle-aged man complaining. I get that. But my body's still adjusting to the afternoon. Now we have a beautiful new studio, but I'm trying to get the drive, the timing, the eating. I mean, all the, it's just – and it's also – I mean, it's very hot. It's very hot. I took off my longer shirt earlier. I may have to do it in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we might have to mess with the thermostat again. That's another work in progress.
We may have to celebrate the Madison Naked Bike Ride just to stay cool once again.
I don't have any blinds on this window, though, so...
Yes, it would not be something that anybody wants to see, that's for sure. Well, welcome into today's Thursday show. A great show on tap, as Matt Flynn likes to say, as always. By the way, if you listen to our show, we're extraordinarily appreciative. But we would also appreciate if you stick around on the 3 o'clock hour and listen to our colleague Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Now, here's the deal on Matt Flynn. He's a great guy, number one, has a great sense of humor, and he has experience like little no one else. He is an attorney. Practiced an attorney for years, been in the courtroom, had a lot of interesting clients, and a former chairman of the Democratic Party. You always learn something, there's great calls, he has great lines, going to make you laugh, going to make you think. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4 every afternoon.
Yeah, and some people who've had those positions will use that experience to talk around what they're trying to get at, but not Matt Flynn. No, it's called Matt Flynn Direct for a reason.
He's very direct. And some of the things he says, he knows they're a little over the top. People take him a little too seriously, I think. And he knows they're over the top, and he gets a chuckle out of it. And I do, too. Every time he chuckles, I chuckle along. So check that out. Also, at the top of the show, I want to address something. I had a great text yesterday that we didn't get to. By the way, if you want to text us, feel free, or call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Because I'm a communication journalism major in college at UW Platteville. I'm proud of having gone through the communication program at Platteville. I'm a little hurt right now, a little salty on Platteville after they participated in the closing of UW Richland. But we'll put that aside right now for today. So I always appreciate good journalism, good writing. And yesterday we had a texter text in and said this. Said, okay, TA, I can listen. I can listen to Aaron and me, quote unquote. If you are saying it, then just take Aaron out and then you would say you can listen to me. Sorry, it's a pet peeve. I scored in the top 2% of English on the SAT. Don't ask me about my math score. Now, this is a great text because grammatically, if I'm going to be grammatically correct, I would say you can listen to Mr. Zommers. You can listen to Aaron and me every afternoon. I guess I know that.
I thought you said you listened to Aaron and I. I thought you would say...
No, it's grammatically incorrect to say you can listen to Aaron and I.
Ah, I thought it was the other way around.
No, because the texter, the caller, is absolutely right. You take out Aaron, and what would I normally say? You can listen to I every afternoon? No, you can listen to me every afternoon.
So that is true.
It's grammatically correct to say Aaron and me. So I appreciate this text because I didn't realize I was being grammatically incorrect. So I will certainly try harder. It's a great text because this person is absolutely right. So you can listen to Mr. Zommers and me every afternoon. So that's an example of our great listeners that we have. Here's what we're going to kick off the show with today. What's happening over in Michigan and what is not happening in Wisconsin. Yesterday was announced that the Attorney General of Michigan bringing charges against these fake electors. These people who met to try to create an alternative slate of electors in the Electoral College in 2020. And the same exact thing happened here in Wisconsin. But for whatever reason, we have not heard, I don't want to say a peep. We've heard very little about what's happening here in Wisconsin, either at the federal level or from Attorney General Josh Call here in Wisconsin. Now, I know Josh Call a little bit. Was a witness in a case he brought in the private sector before he became attorney general on voter ID. And I was one of the witnesses that was called. I was the lead witness in this thing. And Josh is a great guy. Very capable attorney. Why we haven't heard more on this, I'm not sure. We're going to break it down. There's a great story today from Wisconsin Public Radio. Take your calls as well. And I'm going to tell you a story about what we're dealing with here in the Wisconsin Republican Party. This guy, Mark Jefferson, I've had some dealings with him. I'll tell you about it after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Enjoy a nice night out with the ones you love at Walter's Shoreview Supper Club in Amory. You'll love their wide selection of dinner entrees and their authentic soup and salad bar. There's options for everyone. Log on shoreviewsupperclub.weebly.com. Walter's Shoreview Supper Club. Great food, amazing lake view. This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. On Thursday, see The Princess Bride. And starting Friday, July 21st, enjoy Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Get more details at amorytheater.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh along with Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, July the 20th, 2023. Glad to have you along. Here's what's happening a little bit later in the show. We have been graced by our colleague and friend, Luke Mathers, who is the keeper of all Milwaukee Brewers season tickets. He keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jars and been under Funkenwagel's porch and has been there since noon. And he has pulled out not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six. We have six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, and we're going to give away all of them in this show. And it's coming up for this Sunday at 1:10. Sunday's game at 1:10. We're gonna do this in three sets of two. So the first time we ask a question, it'll be for two tickets, another two tickets, then another two. We want to spread the love, you understand? And these are not just your average ticket. These are in the club level section. So let's say that you've been watching the Milwaukee Brewers and you say, man, those skyboxes up there, those look fantastic. Well, it's the seats right below the skyboxes in the club level. There's a separate entry. You have your own concession stand right outside the seating area, your own bathrooms. Not a problem to get to a clean bathroom at any time. It's a great time had by all, and your tickets will be free. You take care of your food if you want that, but the tickets are free to the game. And you have to have not won in the last calendar month, and also you have to have a smartphone because the tickets are not actually paper, not kept in mayonnaise jars. It's only a theory. They're actually electronic, so you have to have a smartphone, and we are going to give away the first two in just a little while. So be listening, if nothing else, stick around for the free Brewers tickets all throughout the show today. Don't forget, if you enjoy the Milwaukee Brewers, you can listen to them over the air. If you're on the eastern part of the state, in the Fox Valley specifically, on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, in the Fox Valley, the Big 1100 on the AM side, and 98.3 on the FM side. And if you're over in the Driftless area, I'm a little biased having grown up there, but the most beautiful part of the state, over in WRCE in Richland Center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Listen to the Brewers all season long on RCE and WISS right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So here's the deal. I want to get into this story from Wisconsin Public Radio today, and we're going to break this down for you. And we've talked about it on this program before. But we bring it up again today because for a couple of reasons. Number one, what's happening in Michigan this week and how it relates to Wisconsin and how this could impact the 2024 election. According to the Wisconsin Public Radio story by Sarah Lehr, or Lehr today, quote, Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call declined to say whether he is investigating Wisconsinites who are accused of trying to subvert the 2020 election by casting fake electoral votes. On Tuesday, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel put a spotlight on the issue when she announced felony charges against 16 Michiganders who signed certificates falsely attesting to former president, but rather asserting that former President Donald Trump's victory and sent them to the National Archives. Their goal was to overturn the 2020 presidential election results, according to the Attorney General. Trump tried to use the dueling slates of electors to pursue and to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence into certifying the election in Trump's favor. The charges in Michigan are the first in the country to be filed against false electors as a result of probes into the 2020 elections. But Republicans in six other swing states took similar actions when they signed and submitted false certificates denying Biden's victory. And that includes 10 Wisconsinites who are being sued in Dane County Circuit Court over their actions. The use of false electors is also part of a federal criminal investigation by U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith into the January 6th insurrection and other efforts to overturn the 2020 elections. But some have argued Wisconsin's Attorney General should prosecute the state's false electors for potential violations of state law as well. In a statement yesterday morning, a spokesperson for Call didn't say whether the AG's office is currently pursuing such an investigation or whether it would consider one in the future. Quote, the Wisconsin Department of Justice generally does not confirm or deny the existence of an investigation except in unique public safety circumstances, according to the spokesperson. Quote, Attorney General Call strongly believes that those who committed crimes in an effort to unlawfully subvert the outcome of an election should be held accountable. So here's the deal. I want to just give you that background and remind people what happened. And this happened right here in Wisconsin. The same thing that the Attorney General in Michigan is bringing charges against the people of Michigan. So after the 2020 election, remember there were all kinds of lawsuits, state and federal. One of the lawsuits went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court, by one vote, swing vote, Justice Brian Hagedorn, the conservative who has swung occasionally with the liberals to do the right thing, and you have to give him credit for that, by one vote, the case came down that said, no, there was no election fraud, and that Joe Biden did, in fact, win the election. In fact, throughout the country, there have been multiple state and federal cases going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And each and every time, Donald Trump has lost those court battles. Each and every time, Joe Biden was certified as the legal and fair winners. And remember, these were before some federal judges that Donald Trump had appointed. So you can't say, oh, it was the liberal court system that found this way. No. Both liberal and conservative justices, some of whom were appointed by Trump, found in favor of Joe Biden and certifying the 2020 election. So here in Wisconsin, there were 10 false electors, including then State Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt, and a guy, by the way, from my hometown of Richland Center, and Bob Spindell. Now, this guy, Bob Spindell, I mean, he's a crackerjack. Bob Spindell continues to serve on Wisconsin's Election Commission. You heard that right. A guy who is being accused of trying to overthrow the 2020 election still sits on the commission that oversees and certifies the Wisconsin elections. Both Andrew Hitt nor Bob Spindell responded to a request for comment Wednesday afternoon from WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio. But Hitt has said previously that the Republican electors were maintaining their legal options. Quote, the Wisconsin electors were simply following the guidance of Wisconsin legal counsel to preserve the ongoing Wisconsin legal strategy, Hitt said in a written statement after being subpoenaed by the U.S. House Committee on January 2022. Quote, there was no intent beyond that. But that's not true. If you actually follow the facts and read a little bit. Because if you go back to another article by Wisconsin Public Radio, back from December 23rd of last year, headline, former state GOP chair expressed concern about fake electors plan just days before participating. Where did this come from? It came from the January 6th committee, the bipartisan January 6th committee in D.C. Let me read you a couple of lines. Then Republican Party Wisconsin Chairman Andrew Hitt texted a colleague on December 12, 2020, that top advisors to former President Donald Trump were, quote, up to no good unquote, as they discuss plans to use fake presidential electors to contest Trump's defeat. But 2 days later, Andrew Hitt and other Republicans met at the state capitol to participate in those plans, casting what they portrayed as electoral votes for Trump on the same day Wisconsin's actual electors cast their vote for Democrat Joe Biden. Hitt's texts were released as a part of the final report of the U.S. House's Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack. The committee subpoenaed Hitt as a part of its investigation. Who was Andrew Hitt talking to? He was talking to a guy by the name of Mark Jefferson, who was then and is still the Republican Party of Wisconsin's executive director. And I see Mark from the SAC on the phone. Mark, if you want to just hang on just 1 second, I want to tell this story, and then we'll go to the phones, and we'll talk to Mark from the SAC and anybody else who wants to call in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And bear with me here, because the point will be clear to you. I want to let you know, I want to give you some insight on what kind of people we're dealing with here. Mark Jefferson is a guy who's been around for a long time. We're roughly the same age. When I was working for State Representative Dale Schultz, he was also volunteering. Then Dale became a state senator, and the person who took his place was Cheryl Elbers. Wonderful person. Mark Jefferson ended up running the Cheryl Elbers campaign and was subsequently his chief of staff. Worked together a long time. Knew him pretty well, or thought I did. The year then was fast forward to 2004. And I was living out at the family farm in Richland County. In the 96th Assembly District, Dwayne John Drew, the incumbent, says he was going to retire. I called then Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, another character I've known since I was a kid. I said, Mike, is the Republican Party going to play in this race? In other words, are you going to quietly, unofficially endorse someone? Because the party never, quote unquote, officially does. And he gave me his word. He said, no, Tom, we're not going to play in that race. So I called Mark Jefferson to confirm with him. And Jefferson says, no, we're not going to play in that race. So I got in, took out a $30,000 mortgage on my farm, thinking that, you know, I probably had the most experience, had a pretty good shot at the Republican primary. But as it went on, every time my family and I would go do doors in places like Wilton, by the way, the home of the Black Squirrel Festival, it really exists. We noticed that these small little towns that my main primary opponent would, their stuff would be on the doors ahead of me. And I had more experience in this and more people working for me. I couldn't figure it out. Well, it turned out that every weekend, my opponent was meeting with Mike Hipsch and others in the Republican Party to plot against me. And where were they getting their information from? From my friend at RPW, Mark Jefferson, who told me that there wasn't anybody chosen, and he was actually going to help me as a friend. He was passing that information on to my opponent to make sure that I got defeated. This guy is an absolute piece of work. He's a liar. He's a cheat. And I'll tell you how it relates to all this after this. Don't go anywhere and your phone calls. This is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The federal government is investigating allegations Texas state border agents are mistreating asylum seekers. A Texas DPS trooper claims migrants were forced back into the Rio Grande River over floating barbed wire barriers. ABC's Matt Rivers in Eagle Pass.
Mexico is demanding the removal of these new barriers, calling them illegal. The State Department says Texas installed them without consulting the federal government, and the Justice Department says it is looking into claims made by this trooper. A DPS spokesperson say they do treat migrants humanely, and while these barriers are dangerous, they are designed to prevent migrant crossings, which did reach an all-time high earlier this year.
No relief in sight for the heat wave stretching coast to coast, triple-digit temperatures raising health concerns. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week compared to the week before, and sales for existing homes fell in June to the lowest pace since January. Signs the labor and housing markets are cooling. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds, 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On July 19th, the Committee of the Whole meeting will be held at 5 p.m. in Amory City Hall. In the meeting, discussion will occur relating to any changes being made in the municipal government. The financial health as well as the city's operations will be reviewed during this meeting. On Friday, July 21st, bring friends and family and see the Culpeper and Meriwether Great Combined Circus, sponsored by the Amory Lions Club. The circus takes place in Soldiers Field, located at Harriman Avenue South and Memorial Drive. Show start at 5 and 7 p.m. Get your tickets in advance at Chet Johnson's Drugstore or Innovative Planning Group in Amory. And on July 26th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert. Listen to the Rowe Family Singers Bluegrass at 6 p.m.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the network. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Welcoming your calls at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Here's what we're talking about before the break. I set this up. I'll finish the story. And then we're going to take Mark from the sack in just a moment and your other calls. Talking about this fake electors that's going on in Michigan right now. The Michigan Attorney General has brought charges against those alleged fake electors in Michigan. And a lot of folks wondering what's going on with Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call, why state charges have not been brought against the people here in Wisconsin accused of the same crime. Also, we have not heard yet from federal prosecutors. And I want people to just understand, because I can give a little bit of insight here as someone who was part of the Republican Party for almost 30 years and left in 2011 over so-called voter ID, which was essentially, not essentially, it was voter suppression. That's why I left the party in 2011. But these two primary guys that we're talking about, Andrew Hitt, who was the then chair of the Republican Party, I grew up with him, a little bit younger than me. We went to the same church, Peace United Methodist Church in Richland Center. His sister was a couple of about my age. His dad, Art Hitt, was my algebra teacher. We'd walk in and say, "Mr. Hitt, is there going to be a quiz today?" He'd say, always possible. His mom was my Sunday school teacher. I think I can speak with authority and say his parents would be shocked to hear these accusations. And then this Mark Jefferson, known him since I was young in politics, worked together in the same, basically, I was in State Senator Dale Schultz's office. His boss, Cheryl Albers, was one of my boss's legislators or assembly people. And so when I ran for assembly myself in the primary in 04, went to then Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, who I've known a long time, said was the Republican Party going to get involved in the primary. Both he and Jefferson, who was then and is now the executive director, said no. So I get in the race and find out later, after I lost in the primary, that Mark Jefferson was taking the information that I was talking about in confidence, telling, because he'd call me up. He'd say, well, how's the race going? Well, what are you going to be doing? And he'd kind of throw out some mundane piece of advice, much of which I didn't take. But it turned out that Jefferson was passing along detailed information of what I was doing in my primary to my main opponent, who went on to win, and was plotting along with Mike Hipsch and others. And Mr. Zahmer is out in the break. He said, why would they do that? And I said, for spite. Because I was too much like my former boss, Dale Schultz, who didn't just want to rubber stamp anything. Who actually believed, having supported people like Steve Gunderson, former congressman from the 3rd District, having worked for Dale, having worked for Scott Klug, congressman from the 2nd District, all people who believed that regardless of who voted for you, that once you're elected, you should represent everyone, Republican, Democratic, Independent, didn't matter. And that you shouldn't just go along with everything the Republican Party says you should vote for. And Hipsch and Jefferson didn't want somebody else like that in the legislature. And I also think they just didn't like me, which is fine. There's a lot of people that don't. Because I ask questions that are sometimes inconvenient. So I don't mean to make it about me, other than to say a lot of people are going to start talking about Jefferson and hit all these people, and you say, well, it's just because you have a, you know, whatever, you're upset about this. I actually know these people. I actually worked with these people. I can attest firsthand of what they're like. So when they come out and say they didn't know what they were doing in the January 6th committee, it's a complete lie. Don't believe a word of it. Hit Jefferson, their ilk, Bob Spindell, can't believe a word they said. This is what Andrew Hitt wrote to Mark Jefferson. It came out under a subpoena in the bipartisan January 6th committee. Hitt said, quote, I am definitely concerned about their inquiry, unquote. Then he goes on to say, quote, I hope they are not planning on asking us to do anything like try and say we are only the proper electors, unquote. Meaning the Trump people. Do you understand what this means? This means that Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson knew exactly what they were doing. Andrew Hitt's an attorney, for goodness sake. And yet, days later, they met a block away from where we are right now in the Wisconsin State Capitol, a sacred building, and voluntarily, knowing what they were doing, still voted to overturn the election in Wisconsin. And Ron Johnson, our U.S. Senator, took those and personally flew them to Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, he just had a couple seconds phone calls, a couple minutes, yeah. A couple hours.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what came out in the January 6th hearing. When the vice president's staff testified that they told Johnson, no, you can't give those false electors to the vice president because those had to be mailed. Under oath, Pence's people said that. This is one of the most disgusting, despicable things that a person could do. Trying to steal another person's constitutional vote for freedom and democracy. It ticks me off. Maybe that's why I'm so hot in here today. What does it do to you? 844-967-2789. Taking your phone calls. 844-967-2789. These false electors, somebody should be held. These people in Wisconsin, either Josh Call or Jack Smith, somebody needs to bring these people to justice. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you holding so long, my friend. What say you?
Not a problem, brother. And I think the word you're looking for those guys, Dan, I'll spell it out in Latin because you can't say it over the air because it's FCC violation, but C-U-L-U-S. And I'm not sure if you can get the form of it, so look that up. But, right. But it is just a clear violation of, given what you just said, I mean, and I've said before, it is a clear violation of Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees the electors' right. We as voters are the electors, and that's the definition under Wisconsin law as well, to choose the electors. So when we're voting, you know, that we technically don't vote for president, we vote for electors. Mm. Those electors that are going to vote for the candidate of our choice is how it's supposed to happen. So it's a clear violation of Ron Johnson's oath of office to the Constitution. Pure and simple. It's a clear violation of the electors, and because, and I've asked this question before, I'm not sure if it does fit in the definition of an office of trust or profit, because if that Spindell fits under the definition of office of trust or profit under the United States, which I think he probably does, he's ineligible to be an elector anyway, because those along with representatives, senators, cannot be electors in this particular sense. But, I mean, the Josh Call, perhaps he's waiting for the new Supreme Court to be sworn in, justice to be sworn in on our state Supreme Court, so the Republicans can't pull some fast little game and try to get a quick decision from the Supreme Court on this violation here that he can actually prosecute these people for this, because that's part of what the Republicans did in their lame duck session is try to disempower the democratically elected state attorney general. I mean, right. it is just beyond the pale that these guys did this stuff. And the betrayal of friendship these guys did to you is just another indication of just the rot that is within the Republican Party right now here in the state of Wisconsin. That, yes, there's probably good Republican voters out there, there are good people out there, but it seems that none of them have the courage to stand up to what the Republican Party has become. I mean, they drove a Dale Schultz out, that the other guy they drove out when, the guy who did the acorn smear, that he was part of the plot to bring down the former one of the party's leaders at the point in time, even though he was very quite conservative. And I can't, his name escapes me for the moment. It'll pop into my head later on.
Text us. We'll put it on the air if you text us.
Is it James O'Keefe?
James O'Keefe did that, but he did that too. He's overheard one of the Republican leaders at the time saying what he was going to do, and James O'Keefe decided to take him out and, you know, taped him or something like that and used that against him to drive him from office.
Mike Ellis?
Mike Ellis,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the late, great Mike Ellis.
Was probably a fairly decent guy, you know, even though I disagree with him politically on a lot of stuff. But, I mean, James O'Keefe decided to take him out. James O'Keefe, he was the guy who pretended to be a pimp and actually bore false witness against Acorn, you know, doctored videos, and then testified before Congress to take out Acorn, whose only crime was registering too many people of the wrong color to vote. I mean, it is just, we have to call it all like that. I mean, these people, it is just disgusting that how far the Republican Party has collapsed. You know, that it is a party of Scott Walker, divide and conquer, that Scott Walker, who should never become governor. I mean, that why his opponent in the first election, when he could have used some of Scott Walker's actions as county executive against him, didn't want to do it. I mean, when that garage collapsed in summer 2010, killed that kid. Mm. I mean, I remember there was an email coming from Keith Gilkes, that he sent an email to Scott Walker's county office saying, we don't want any news coming out about the fact that this problem at that facility was ignored coming out before the election. And I told Tom Barrett to his face that he was at a union event. I said, you've got to use that against Scott Walker. It's, oh, I don't want to do that. I mean, it's not fair to do something. And no, you have to, because Scott Walker ignored infrastructure. When you ignore infrastructure, people can die. And I mean, that it is just...
Mark, I think you bring up a great point. I think you bring up a great point. What I loved about, or a lot of things you said I loved, but one of them that I just want to get your quick take. We've got one more caller we got to get to yet. But you know, your point that you have these party leaders in Madison making these decisions, not necessarily representative of your bread and butter Republican voter across the state. People that might have voted for Mike Ellis up in the Fox Valley, who, again, I'm not going to say I agree with everything that he ever did from a policy standpoint, but I knew Mike Ellis. I sat in private meetings with Mike Ellis. I'll tell you one thing, Mike Ellis actually cared about the state of Wisconsin and his own voters. You know, people like Todd, and people who were just your plain old Republican voter. They aren't necessarily like these nut jobs like Jefferson and Hitt and Jilks and these other people who are making the decisions at the high level. And I think a lot of Republican voters, run of the mill, don't understand what their leaders are voting for or doing.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right there. But they have to get the wax out of their ears and remove the scales from their eyes, because these guys do not have their best interests at heart.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what they have to come to grips with. And you know, not that the Democrats are perfect, but I mean that I think they're at least better than the Republicans of these. Because let's remember, I mean, we have Scott Walker on tape saying his plan was divide and conquer, as he's whispering whatever other sweet nothings into Diane Hendricks's ears, right, and telling what his plots were.
Right. Hey, but Mike.
I use that phrase because in fifth grade I was accused of whispering sweet nothing to the Kathy Landon's ear when she was complaining that I was too close to her in fifth grade class. And that's what Miss Mackey replied to her as, and so that phrase just sticks in my head. But I mean
Mark, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to go. Mark, always really, really great to hear your voice and your perspective. Mark from the SAC, really appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Let's go up to Eau Claire up there in the Chippewa Valley up there in Eau Claire. Going to go to Jeannie in Eau Claire listening to us on WCFW. Jeannie, we got about a minute here before the break. We can pick it up afterwards. But Jeannie, what say you?
Well, outstanding show and good job exposing the bad element in our country, in our state, you know, because how goes Wisconsin, goes our country. Scotty Walker sitting in Trump's chair spinning. I'll never forget it. I thought, oh, boy, we're all in huge trouble. Right. And, you know, nobody knew Scotty Walker when he ran for governor. Not on my side of the state. These people here who are in there now are bought and paid for by big money.
Yeah.
And big money talks. And they don't give one
Jeannie,
iota.
Hang on. If you want to hold on for the break, we'll pick it up afterwards. Don't go anywhere, Jeannie. Also, Pizza Box Mike ahead as well. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls after this. The Todd Lowbell Show across the Civic Media Radio Network.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Welcome back to the Colin Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zomer has brought out the banana phone. The phones are going a little bananas over this subject, and I'm glad they are. There's still time to get in. Still got a couple of slots open. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. After talking about the Michigan fake electors finally being charged in Michigan, and we're waiting for charges to be brought against these goofballs in Wisconsin who did the same thing. Led by former Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt from my hometown, Mark Jefferson, the executive director, was texting with Hitt, according to the January 6th committee under subpoena. And I know these dudes. They knew better. They testified under oath they knew better. And then the Trump campaign arranged for these false electors, these ballots, to be flown to Washington, D.C., and then Vice President Mike Pence's staff didn't want anything to do with them. Said, quote, "Do not give them to him," unquote, said Pence's chief of aide, Chris Hodgkins. Quote, "He's about to walk over to preside over the joint session. Those were supposed to come in through the mail," unquote. See, Pence's people even knew it was against the law. But Ron Johnson, who is once again our United States Senator, participated in this, as did Andrew Hitt, as did Mark Jefferson. They knew about it. They knew they were wrong. And they did it anyway. Back to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have a great text from one of our listeners from WMDX here in Madison. Said, quote, "Jeannie of Eau Claire is great as always." Jeannie, let's pick it up. I'm sorry we had to take a break, but Jeannie, you got fans. We love you, Jeannie, on the Civic Media Ready Network. Finish up. Go ahead. What say you?
Well, I love all you guys, too, and thank you so much for the opportunity to express myself. In all honesty, these guys knew darn well what they were doing, and it is part of, in my opinion, from everything that I watched and documented, because I was paying close attention to this, they were part of a group, a conspiracy. When you look at the documents they signed, they were all similar. People need to really, truly, they have on PBS, the hearings. You need to look at the hearings. You need to look at the documents. You need to look at the signatures of the people in the state of Wisconsin. They knew what the devil they were doing, and they all took part of it, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, so these guys need to be held accountable, and I want to get off the air so everybody else can speak. Thank you so much for your time, and great show as always. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Great call, as always. Jeannie Eau Claire listening to us on our brand new station, WCFW, The Tap. And if you're up there in Eau Claire, you can listen as well on 93.5 FM. 93.5 FM, WCFW, The Tap, up in Eau Claire. Let's go to our very own Pizza Box Mike, our friend, our colleague. You can listen to him tomorrow night on Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike, Pizza Box Mike, what say you?
Well, Todd, I haven't seen you since the Friday night storm fest.
I know, that's right. We did a little severe storm coverage together.
Yeah, and in between we kind of got into a little severe drought kind of situation.
Right.
But hey, this is the law and order crowd. So you have to understand what that means, people. You have to be able to define the nonsense that they use. Mm-hmm. And actually what it is unlawful disorder. And of course they should be held accountable because nobody's above the law in this country, right?
Right.
I mean, it's time to test that. But also, I wanted to point out that, you know, Scott Fitzgerald has his fingers in this, too. Mm-hmm. He was the one that reserved them space at the Capitol
sure.
to be let in at a time when it was closed. So if we aren't going to do this, or if we have no one that wants to bring justice to the state, little Butterball Fitzgerald got recalled before. And if we can show people exactly what a shyster he is, it doesn't matter which party you're in, I think it's time for the people to start stepping up in Wisconsin again.
Well, I think that's a great point piece of Box Mike, because you're right. Having worked in the state Senate, my former boss was a Senate majority leader. You cannot use the Senate space or Senate rooms without a state senator basically sponsoring you or reserving that. And you have to know why they're doing that. So to think that Fitzgerald and or his staff knew nothing about this is just complete baloney. So I appreciate you, Pizza Box. We got to get to the next caller, but people should check in tomorrow. What time tomorrow night, Pizza Box?
7 to 8 p.m.
7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Anything in particular on the docket for tomorrow, or just whatever is hot in the news?
I think we'll do the insanity on steroids episode.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Pizza Box Mike tomorrow from 6 until 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks a lot for calling in. Listen, Pizza Box.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Peggy now in beautiful Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I go through Brooklyn quite a bit now and again. Peggy, thanks for listening and holding. What say you?
I only have one question. Why are they not in jail? They broke the law.
Well, I think that's a great question. And look, I'm no attorney. Here's what I do know. Like I say, I don't want to overextend myself. I don't know Josh Call well. We're not quote-unquote friends. But he was a private lawyer in bringing this a case against one of the voter ID bills, basically. And I was a witness. And we spent probably 4-ish hours together, 5 hours, just having coffee and just talking. He wanted to basically interview me, like what I knew, what I heard, what I knew about that on the inside. And then I was a witness on the stand under oath in a federal trial in which Josh Call was the prosecutor. I can say I'm was extraordinarily impressed by Josh Call's legal ability and the way he digs into things. And he's very methodical. And he won most of that case. The only part of that case he didn't win was what the Supreme Court said they could, you know, stop the judge from doing, Judge Peterson here, the federal judge in Madison. So to answer your question directly, my guess is, and it's only a guess, that Josh Call is bringing that same methodical approach. And in order to get a conviction or having the best chance of a conviction, you have to have your ducks in a row. So I'm hoping that based on the timeline of Michigan, that very soon, next few weeks or a couple of months, let's hope that the same charges are going to be brought against these yahoos here in Wisconsin. That's the best answer I have for you, Peggy.
Thank you. That's all I need to hear.
Hey, I really appreciate your call. Beautiful town there in Brooklyn. Great place. People should go visit it. A lot of cool little shops around Brooklyn. So I appreciate Peggy listening in here to WMDX in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Great calls this hour. Great texts as well. One of them says, Mark in the sack is right. Pin Fitzgerald tied to the wall as well, along with everyone involved in this nationwide conspiracy. And they're right. A lot of people across the country were involved in this, trying to steal the 2020 election. And the reason we have to bring these people to justice is to make sure that people understand this cannot happen in 2024. We cannot have attempts to steal a free and fair election, which is what 2020 was. Going to be back with Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets. We have 6 of them in the next hour and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On July 19th, the Committee of the Whole meeting will be held at 5 p.m. in Amory City Hall. In the meeting, discussion will occur relating to any changes being made in the municipal government. The financial health as well as the city's operations will be reviewed during this meeting. On Friday, July 21st, bring friends and family and see the Culpeper and Meriwether Great Combined Circus, sponsored by the Amory Lions Club. The circus takes place in Soldiers Field, located at Harriman Avenue South and Memorial Drive. Show start at 5 and 7 p.m. Get your tickets in advance at Chet Johnson's Drugstore or Innovative Planning Group in Amory. And on July 26th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to the Rowe Family Singers Bluegrass at 6 p.m.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Dave Packer.